It's a common refrain from Florida Democrats about the state's lack of implementation of the federal Affordable Care Act. House Minority Leader Perry Thurston talked to reporters on Thursday.
You know, we're here to address the House Democratic position and perspective on the lack of vision and foot dragging that's been demonstrated by the House as well as the Senate as it relates to extending medical coverage to working Floridians.
Thurston says the federal law offered Medicaid coverage to an additional million uninsured Floridians, and the expansion would have been funded entirely by the federal government for the first 3 years. House Minority Leader Pro Tempore Mia Jones, a Democrat from Jacksonville, says that's an unprecedented offer.
We're looking at $55 billion of federal funds that we would be able to access over the next 10 years, and it would only cost the state $3 billion. And those are dollars that we cannot afford to leave on the table or to let other states take advantage of.
Thurston says the money would save the lives of people who are uninsured now.
And as the study from the New England Journal of Medicine has indicated, by expanding this coverage, we will save the lives of Floridians over and above 5,000 annually. That's the critical thing that the citizens need to know about.
He also says hospitals and people who already have insurance should care about expanding coverage because they're the ones who are ultimately paying for uninsured people.
Clearly, they're going to continue to have to provide that uncompensated care. And that's when we think that all Floridians should be concerned. Floridians who are fortunate enough to have insurance, those of us who do, will continue to bear the burden of that uncompensated care at the most highest cost emergency room service.
Hospitals have spoken out in support of the Medicaid expansion. After the House and Senate voted no to expanding Medicaid, House Democratic leaders are saying they could support an alternative proposal called the Florida Plan by Senator Joe Negron, a Republican from Palm City. Under his plan, the state could potentially use the same amount of federal funding and channel it through a state program called Florida Healthy Kids to expand coverage to low-income parents.
We want the coverage for the Floridians. And if it comes under a different name other than affordable health care, if it's the Florida plan, we are in support of that.
Jones says any compromise plan must essentially provide the same coverage as the Medicaid expansion would have.
Whatever plan the Florida plan comes up with, if it's not us simply going with what has been laid out for us, that we make sure those services and those levels of service are provided.
Jones says they include preventative care coverage, primary care doctors, and making sure people are covered to see doctors near where they live. And Thurston says, of all the ideas floating around in the legislature, there's one that's simply not an option.
There's been talk about whether we would even seek to obtain the funding from the federal government. We think the thought of not obtaining that funding is crazy. It's a no-brainer.
Thurston says Floridians should be, in his words, in an uproar at the idea of not extending health care to more people. Meanwhile, Senator Negron is working on his Florida plan proposal and has not presented a formal bill. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.